I'm so sorry I missed last week's appointment, Doctor. Things have been a little rough at home. Yes, I understand that's why I come here, to discuss my problems, but I'm not really comfortable talking about this. Well, yes, of course. You're right. If I'm not going to talk about my problems, then why bother? But this is just so hard to talk about. It's so very personal. Well, my fiancé is having second thoughts about our future and our relationship. He's starting to doubt my true feelings for him. He said he thinks He thinks, okay, take a deep breath. Well, he thinks I'm just using him for his cum. No, you heard right, his cum, or his semen. He told me that's all he thinks I want from him. He says it's all I think about. He says it's all I want. Morning, noon, night. This is hot, creamy, thick, delicious cum. What? Is it true? Of course not. I love him very much. I'm not just with him for a supply of yummy, creamy cum. Oh, you mean, do I want it all the time? Do I think of cum all the time? Do I let thoughts of having cum slide down my throat and filling my belly consume me, distract me from my everyday life? Well, yes, I guess so. I mean, this is why I didn't want to talk about it. How can you say I shouldn't be embarrassed when you're asking me about how much I like to drink sperm? Fine. I fucking love to eat and drink cum. I crave it. I want it. All day. Every second of the day. It's all I ever want. Is that what you want to hear? Is it? Yeah, I live for it. Every day, I ache for it. I need it constantly. Anytime I have a meal, if I haven't swallowed a hot load of cum in the last few hours, oh my God, it's all I can think about and need. And it's all I want to taste in my mouth. All I wish I was eating is some thick, creamy, delicious jizz instead of the lame salad or the tasteless fucking burger I have to suffer through. Is that so wrong? I'm a woman and I live to be fed fucking cum, okay? Okay. I can calm down. I mean, I know I'm not like most girls, but I don't think there's anything wrong with me either. I think it's natural. I mean, well, it's never been a problem before. But I guess if the definition of an addict is someone who needs something so badly it starts to hurt other areas of her life, then yeah, I'm an addict. I'm a cum addict. I'm addicted. I'm addicted to swallowing cum. The feel of it. Sucking it out of a man's cock and being able to feel it slide down my throat. Oh, and the way it settles in my belly. The warmth, the taste, the smell. Oh, the work I need to go through to get it. Oh, I don't I don't know what to do. I don't think I can stop. Oh, you don't think I need to stop? You think you can help me manage my addiction? All right, Doc. What do I need to do? Okay, wait, before you start, let me lay back on the couch and close my eyes. Now, you want me to describe my addiction, how it makes me feel, and what it does for me? Okay, I think I can do that. Now, if I'm going to be honest, my addiction to cum is total. The first thing I think about in the morning is getting a load. I like to lay in bed at night and relive the loads I've had that day. And if I haven't swallowed any cum by the time I get to bed, I just feel restless. I feel like a pit in my stomach. Like, you know that feeling? Like when you've forgotten to pay a bill or something and your stomach just feels empty and it sinks. My addiction never rests. I get distracted. I can't make it through a movie without my mind wandering to the thought. To the thought of come and when I'm gonna get my next load. I don't even hang out with my friends as much as I used to. They say I'm too distracted and that I'm distant. The last time we all went out to lunch, all I can think about was what all their boyfriends and husbands' cum would taste like. Whose cum would be the sweetest? And who would feed me the biggest load? Oh, and what I could do to get their cocks in my mouth. What techniques I would use on each of them to get the delicious cum out of their heavy balls. How their cum would taste. Swirling around in my mouth just before I swallowed. Oh, I had to fight the urge to offer to suck off the waiter in the bathroom just to refocus. I barely made it through lunch and back home to my fiancé. And as soon as I walked in the door, I was on my knees. And I begged and pleaded and cried and begged, please. Oh, God, for a feeding. And once I got it, my being was settled and my world stopped spinning. A man's semen, his delicious cum, his seed, it just completes me. It makes me feel whole. I feel empty without the lingering taste of his cum in my mouth. Oh, and I like to savor it. And for me, that begins with worshiping the vessel. Oh, yes. A man and his cock are divine and worthy of all the work it takes to build up that load for me. As long as I know I'm going to get a load. Oh, I enjoy the process. Rubbing his legs, scratching his inner thighs lightly, licking and sucking on the balls. Oh, and feel them getting heavy and full in my mouth. Reaching up and running my fingers his stomach. Oh, and feeling that pulse. That pulsing in his cock. Of course, I'm always on my knees below the cock. So, when the time comes, I can just drain your cock of all the cum. And all the cum can just flow down out of your hard cock, out of that shaft, as I slide my mouth up and down, up and down, up and down, as I slide your cock smooth in and out, in and out, in and out of my hungry mouth. So your cum can spurt, so thick and creamy down my throat. Oh, did I? I said your cock. Oh, I'm so sorry, doctor. Oh my, yes. I can close my eyes and continue. If I get impatient, I just run my tongue around the cockhead and use the tip of my tongue on the slit to coke out some breakup. And I love to use my tongue to coax it out. It's like an appetizer. It gets to the point that I ache for it, to where I hurt and need cum. Just my whole body, it shakes, and I need it. I ache for it. I feel hollow without it. And when I finally get that load, my load. I can't get enough. I can't get enough of it. And I squeeze the cock as I suck it. I basically milk that thick, hard cock. Every drop I can get. And I keep milking that dick until I think I've gotten it all. And then I lightly squeeze and stroke it. I stroke it from the base to the tip for hopefully one more. Then I stick my tongue into that slit again and collect any tiny droplets I may have missed. On occasion, I suck my fingers clean. Just in case any spills out, I want all of it. I guess I'm greedy like that. If any leaked out of my mouth onto the sheets, or the floor, or my leg, I have to hunt for it. And I scoop it up, even off the floor, and I eat it. Oh, and I pray it lands on your leg so that I can lick it all up and let you watch. I'm a totally different person after I swallow a load of cum. I'm happier and more carefree. I'm much, much more relaxed. And I let go of my inhibitions. I fuck better with the taste of cum in my mouth. I have then been satiated and am more controlled. And I can relax and really enjoy it. The first time I had anal sex, it was because I wanted to taste cum after it leaked out of my asshole. Oh, and it was so fucking incredible. Delicious. I can close my eyes and remember the taste. Oh, and the first time I experimented with a woman was because my fiance told me I could eat his load out of her pussy. Oh, that was amazing. The combination of flavors and the extra work licking and sucking the cum from her sloppy wet cunt with her writhing against my face, fucking my mouth. Oh, the taste and texture of his cum and her cum. It was a cum lover's dream. It was. Oh my god, what the fuck? Why are your pants off? Did you just rub the head of your cock across my face? What do you mean, hurry and open my mouth? You're going to come? No. I don't want it to go to waste. Fuck. Wait. You haven't had sex or jacked off in a couple of days? For real? Oh, wow, those. Oh, God. Those are always the thickest and creamiest loads. Okay, please. Put your cock in my mouth. Oh, it's so hard. And let me feel your balls. Oh, they're so full. So full and heavy. Oh, cock is so thick. This is what I mean. This is what I mean right here. In and out. In and out. Feeling that cum building. For me. I wonder what your great cum is gonna taste like. What is that load gonna be like? Oh, come on. Come. Come. Come for me. In my mouth. Come on, please. Please feed me. Feed it to me, please, doctor. Please. Oh, please. Fill me. come for me. Please. Oh God, yes. Yes. Tasting a new man's cum for the first time. There was so much. Oh, I had to swallow twice. There was so much fucking cum. Hold on. Just a little more. Every delicious fucking drop. Give it to me. So, you think I should start coming for sessions twice a week? You think that will help manage my addiction better? And on days when I come here and get my feeding from you, I can let my fiancé come somewhere else. Ooh, like in my pussy, or in my asshole. Okay, great. He will really like that. You may just have saved my relationship. Thanks, Doc.